And now, ladies and gentlemen, the human meteor who will attempt the most difficult maneuver ever performed in an airplane. He has only done this once before, and that was to win a $10,000 bet. Here he comes for the pinwheel roll, and I hope he makes it.
The gaudy little airplane started west of the field and roared down in a dive. Straight at the crowd it came until it was only 50 feet above the ground. Suddenly it snapped into a fast roll, another and another, and then it was climbing straight up. At 500 feet, the motor cut and the ship nosed down for a landing. The act was finished. The human meteor taxied his airplane to the line and killed the engine.
And thus we begin another story by The Player, starring America's most versatile actor, Mr. Paul Frees. We'll be with you after a worthwhile message from your announcer. And here to continue the play is The Player, Mr. Paul Frees.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is The Player, welcoming you to our presentation of The Pinwheel Roll. His name was Fred Smith, and he wasn't happy. One of the reasons for his unhappiness was J. Donovan Finch, Fred's manager, financial expert, and slave driver. And Mr. Finch wasn't happy either.
Freddy, my boy, someday you're going to disobey my orders once too often, and that'll be a sad day for you. Now let's crank up that airplane and get out of this town before the natives get together and figure out what we've done to them.
Yeah? Well, before we go, suppose you hand over my share of the take. Can't be much, but I need it.
Now, listen, Freddy. If you'd done the pinwheel roll instead of three snap rolls, there wouldn't be any argument. You disobeyed my orders, so you get nothing.
All right. Then I fly away in my airplane, and you can stay here and handle the arguments.
J. Donovan Finch began to turn purple with rage, but he knew when he was licked. A growing, angry murmur from the crowd told him that a few of the spectators knew something about flying and knew that they had been gypped. He knew it was only a matter of a few moments until explanations would be demanded. Explanations which would be hard to make.
Very well, Freddy, my boy. Here's $21. 50% of the take.
Yeah? Let's see all the money you got in your pocket, J.D.
J.D. pulled out the contents of his pocket. Fred counted it rapidly and found that it totaled $28. He picked out $3.50 in small change and turned toward the plane.
Come on, J.D. The hungry wolves are on the trail. Let's get going.
As Fred flew the plane westward toward his next stop, he brooded over the trials and tribulations of an itinerant stunt pilot. Particularly a stunt pilot who was so unfortunate as to have J. Donovan Finch for a manager. The Mr. Finch in question sat in the front cockpit, filling it from side to side with his pudgy bulk. As Fred watched him, he turned around and shouted above the roar of the motor.
After this, when I announce the pinwheel roll, you better do it.
Yeah? They want the pinwheel roll, do you? Okay, here goes.
Go, Freddy.
J. Donovan Finch had intermittent headaches and heart attacks for a week after his introduction to the pinwheel roll from the pilot's viewpoint. It was a very tough maneuver for both the pilot and the airplane. It consisted of a huge outside loop while the plane was doing a continuous series of slow rolls. The fact that Fred could do the stunt at all testified to his skill as a pilot. He could have been pulling down impressive money as an advanced flying instructor or test pilot. And it was the spellbinding salesmanship of J. Donovan Finch alone that kept Fred flying and stunting for what money they could pick up in tank towns. J.D. had promised him bookings at big air meets, movie stunts, flying jobs, a life of ease and adventure, but Fred had found only a continual struggle to get his share of the money that he earned and to keep the plane repaired so that he wouldn't be risking his life in his stunt routines. Well, the whole thing came to a head in Texas, where the collection had amounted to only $15, and where Fred had snapped the airplane out of rig doing whip stalls 500 feet off the ground. Fred sat in front of the hangar, wondering if he could get his airplane back together again so it would be safe to fly, when he heard an argument going on.
Now listen, you Texas peasant. I'm J. Donovan Finch, the promoter and aircraft owner. I have business on this field, and I'm going in.
But, ma'am, you don't take care of your language, you're all going out and feet first. We don't like that kind of talk in this country.
Fred sighed and sauntered over. Maybe it would be a good idea to let the Texan polish off J.D. Finch. Then Fred could get a job and stop worrying. He stepped up to the guard.
That's all right, mister. This is my manager. He has these crazy spells every once in a while. He has a weak heart and a weaker head. I'll take care of him.
Oh, I didn't know he was Tex, boss. I was about to let him have one.
Yeah. You and me, brother. I'll see that he doesn't bother you anymore.
With that, Fred hustled J.D. back to the ship, but got no thanks for his help. J.D. sputtered and fumed.
Why, the idea. Trying to stop me, J. Donovan Finch, the movie producer. The originator of the super pinwheel roll.
Hey, wait a minute, J.D. What are you babbling about? What's this movie producer stuff? What was that crack about a super pinwheel roll?
J.D. smiled archly and drew himself up.
Ready, my boy? I've made you a success in spite of yourself. Tomorrow morning we fly to Randall Field, where you're to be starred in a motion picture. A mighty epic of the skyways being made by Mammoth Productions.
Hey, just a minute, pal. What do I have to do and how much do I get?
Why, that's the big surprise, my boy. For just a few minutes' work, you will receive $1,000. 50% of that, less my 10% as your manager, leaves you $450 profit.
Yeah? Well, we'll settle that later. What do I have to do to earn that small percentage of my share?
Why, that's where my genius comes in, my boy. For this great occasion, I've invented this super pinwheel roll. You do the roll just as usual, except that at the bottom of your outside loop, you fly through a huge hangar, inverted. When you come out the other end, you start rolling again and finish the loop.
That's just ducky.
Yes, I knew you'd like it. And the contract reads that you only have to do it once. Successfully.
Now look, J.D., you don't know anything about airplanes. Chances are 100 to 1 that I'll do the stunt once, contract or no contract, and I don't mean successfully.
The two of them argued back and forth, J.D. insisting that a contract was a contract, and Fred demanding that at least he be given a better airplane if he was going to try it. They compromised by piling in the ship the next morning and flying to Randolph Field to look things over. Things didn't look promising, but J.D. insisted, and he had the whole movie company behind him now. They waved the contract in Fred's face. They showed him how big the hangar was. And when he still refused, they threatened to get a judgment for damages against him. Fred was hooked. He'd been sold down the river. He turned to his manager.
All right, Mr. J. Donovan Finch, we'll do it. We'll show them the greatest flying they ever seen before their cameras.
That's right, my boy. We'll do the greatest flying stunt ever performed.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet we will. All right, get a parachute and climb in that front cockpit, J. Donovan Finch. You're going along.
The cameras ground as Fred and J.D. came, curving down the sky for the super pinwheel roll. The motor howled as the nose went down and under. The ship rolled once, and it was diving. Twice. It was coming straight down. Three times. There was a gasp from the watchers as a figure shot out of the plane, a body hurtling across the sky. The ship was on its back now and heading for the hangar. As Fred climbed up the backside of his loop, the pudgy figure of J. Donovan Finch swung back and forth in his parachute as he watched for a spot to land. He dropped squarely in front of the cameras as Fred slipped to a landing on the field and ran toward the spot. J.D. was just about to burst in rage, and Fred was just about to apologize for the weak safety belt when the director rushed up.
Boys! Boys! You surprised me with that parachute jump. Why, I didn't know that was part of the act. Why, for that you get a terrific bonus. Another $1,000. Why, it's terrific. Yes! We'll name that stunt the Super Colossal Pinwheel Roll.
And that's the end of another story as told by The Player, your one-man theater, Paul Frees, who portrays all of the parts. Mr. Frees will return to the microphone after a brief message from your announcer.
Pinwheel Roll was written by Paul Pierce and produced by Sam Kerner, with music composed and performed by Rami Idris. Special effects by Fred Cole. Your announcer was Gary Goodwin. This is The Player, Paul Frees, saying goodbye. Until next we meet.